Now, this patient had six cycles of carboplatin and then it was stopped. What's the role of maintenance therapy?
Well, we can get into issues of whether you call it maintenance or whether you call it consolidation. We just had a conversation on the phone the other day about this. And the one study that's out there was a study that was done through the Southwest Oncology Group and the GOG, which looked at using paclitaxel every 4 weeks for 12 or three cycles after completion of initial therapy. So patients had to have ovarian cancer, have had five or six cycles of platinum and a taxane and be clinically in a CR, and they were randomized. And that study was stopped by a data safety monitoring board at about half of the projected accrual because there was an improvement in progression-free survival for the patients who got the 12 months of paclitaxel. So there's no survival advantage. Is that because it was stopped too early? Nobody knows. I have to say that, again, we get into that issue of, is the standard of care now almost 18 months of chemotherapy? Again, I think this is one of those that you discuss it with patients and make a decision as to whether you're going to continue with maintenance or not. People have made the argument, maybe you're just as good waiting until the clinical relapse and then using these drugs at that point in time. There may not be any difference.
What do you tend to do?
I tend not to use consolidation with the taxane. I mean, to me, if you think about it, somebody's at the end of six cycles of a platinum and a taxane, you're worried about occult residual disease that wasn't killed by six cycles of platinum and taxane. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me to reuse those same drugs at that point in time. Now, we have done similar types of studies with very short duration topotecan. There have been two studies that have been done, and neither have shown a benefit, but it used essentially 3 months, which was the control arm in that Taxol study for comparison was only 3 months. Maybe if we had used longer duration topotecan, we'd see some benefit, but I think, you know, instead of sort of looking at more chemotherapy, to me, this is a situation where if we have good biologics, this is where the biologics are going to, they have less toxicity, they don't have overlapping toxicity by and large, and if we find something that is active and we can use for short duration consolidation that's not too toxic, that's the perfect scenario for that. I mean, it'd be lovely if we had something like the equivalent of hormonal therapy in breast cancer that we could use here, because we get most patients into a remission. Just doesn't last.